This is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. Welcome to the programme and thank you for joining us on Hospital Radio for Northumberland and North Tyneside.
I'm getting ready for a new day dawning. I'm getting ready for a brand new morning. Packing my bags for a heavenly journey. I can't wait to be there. No, I can't wait to be there.
Jesus was challenged by a lawyer once who asked him how to inherit eternal life. It was a topic much discussed then, and quite controversial at that. So Jesus threw the question back to the lawyer. What does he think the answer was, according to his interpretation of the law? The lawyer replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and love your neighbour as yourself." Jesus commended him and replied, "Do this and you will live." But wanting to justify himself, he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbour?" This is the reason Jesus told the parable of the Good Samaritan. And we're going to be listening to it today. It's a story which tells us that we should all care for each other, regardless of creed, colour or race. Before we hear it, let's listen to "When I Needed a Neighbour, Were You There?" sung by St. Martin's Choir on Songs of Praise.
When I needed a neighbor, were you there? When I needed a neighbor, were you there? Were you there? And the pain and the color of my fingers, as I write a letter I just know. I was hungry and thirsty, were you there? Were you there? I was hungry.
Here is that well-known parable. I'm reading from Luke chapter 10, verses 30 to 37. A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he was attacked by robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he travelled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, brought him to an inn and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper. "Look after him," he said, "and when I return I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have." Which of these three do you think was a neighbour to the man who fell into the hands of robbers? The expert in the law replied, "Well, the one who had mercy on him." Jesus told him, "Go and do likewise." In this reading, we hear how 2 very respected members of the Jewish community failed to help an injured man, whereas a Samaritan, their sworn enemy, turned out to be the hero of the moment. The modern-day equivalent might be the Christian who once heard someone collapse in the pew behind him, and he didn't turn round to see if he could help, because it happened at the precise moment of the consecration of the bread and wine. A shocking story, yes, as was this story too, to the lawyer and those around him when they heard it. Jews did not associate with Samaritans then. They were the descendants of the Israelites who had intermarried with foreign settlers after the fall of Samaria in 722 BC. As a result of this racial intermarriage, they were no longer considered by Jews to be truly Jewish. They also disagreed on traditions too, so they despised each other for centuries, which is what makes this story Jesus told here of a good Samaritan so offensive to Jewish ears. So as well as Jesus telling a moral tale here about compassion, he was also tackling the problem of racial and religious prejudice. Will the message ever penetrate humankind, that love and only love joins the tribes of man? Love alone builds bridges. Don't you think it's time? Asks this next song, sung by the Judds.
I'd gladly walk across the desert with no shoes upon my feet to share with you the last bite bread I had to eat. I would swim out to save you in your sea of broken dreams. When all your hopes are sinking, let me show you what love means. Love can build a bridge between your heart and mine. Love can build a bridge. Don't you think it's time? Don't you think it's time? Whisper love so loudly every heart could understand. But love and only love can join the tribes of man. I would give my heart's desire so that you might see. The first step is to realize that it all begins with you and me.
This steep route down to Jericho from Jerusalem was the ideal place for an ambush. I travelled the opposite way up to the city of Jerusalem once as a tourist, and I saw loads of small hills that robbers could have hidden behind, and narrow rocky pathways with many twists and turns. There's also a vast desert area beyond, a no man's land, where robbers could easily escape with their booty. The road was notoriously dangerous and known as the Way of Blood, for obvious reasons. This lone traveller was easy prey. He stood no chance. He was beaten up and left lying there half dead, humiliated too, for the robbers had even taken his clothing. What was he thinking about making this journey alone? Why didn't he seek protection by travelling with others? Was he in too great a hurry? Was he careless? No wonder he was attacked. We need to tread so carefully through this world of ours. I suppose it's always been the case, and it seems it still is. Here's a well-known song I recorded recently called Wayfaring Stranger.
I am a poor wayfaring stranger, traveling through this world of woe. And there's no sickness, no toil, no danger in that bright land to which I go. I'm going there to see my is rough and steep, but radiant fields are all around me, where God's redeemed their vigil keep. I'm going there to see my mother. No, she is the
priest was first to venture that way. His duties in the temple were of paramount importance to him, and so he passed by on the other side, not even venturing to see whether this person was alive or dead. To touch a dead body meant he would have been ceremonially unclean for 7 days. How inconvenient. The second traveller, who ignored the wounded man and passed him by, was a Levite, presumably of the same faith as the man lying there injured. But to be fair to this Levite, the victim lying there could well have been a robber posing as an injured man, with the rest of his gang lurking nearby, so he hurried on. Call it self-preservation, if you like. He was more concerned for his own safety than that of his fellow man, and he was taking no risks. Both passers-by had very good reasons for putting their blinkers on. After all, it is said, what the eye doesn't see, the heart doesn't grieve over. This next song of mine prays for more awareness of the needs around us. Lord, help me see with your eyes, from the album If I Have Not Love.
Help me see with your eyes, show me how to care. Help me love with your heart when it seems I've got none to share. And enter into my speaking, let your loveliness flow from the center of my being, let your love grow. Understand their pain, then I won't fear the hurricane, I will only feel the rain. Come enter into my thinking, let your love From the center of my being, let your love grow. From the center of my being, let your love grow.
Some children were once listening to this parable in junior church, and they were asked by their group leader, "If you came upon a man lying wounded and bleeding by the side of the road, what would you do?" Eventually one little girl piped up, "I think I'd be sick." A very natural reaction. But the Samaritan didn't recoil from this wounded man, nor did he ignore him or view him with suspicion, nor was he sick. He looked on him with deep compassion. He tended his wounds and later took him to a safe place on his own donkey. But not only did he see to his injuries, he went that extra mile in paying for his long-term care at the next inn. God's love was in his heart. Jesus himself was such a rescuer and saviour, in contrast to the religious leaders of his time, who passed by those in need or disregarded them. But before we point the finger at the priest and the Levite, have we ever passed by on the other side, knowing there was someone in need? Have we remained silent when people have needed support? Do our needs come before the needs of others? Do we switch TV channels when news items disturb us? Or do we respond in some way? What if we or our families were victims on a TV news item, fleeing for our lives? What would we want to happen? Surely that man who was wounded by the robbers represents the needy, the oppressed, and the disadvantaged of our world. When former Bishop of Durham, Bishop Tom Wright, wrote about this parable, he spoke about God's love and grace reaching out to the whole world when he said, "No church, no Christian can remain content with living life in a way that allows us to watch most of the world lying half dead in the road and pass by." In telling this parable to the lawyer, Jesus was saying to him and those listening, "Look at the example this good Samaritan set, and go and do likewise." Let's reflect on this parable once more, this time in song, from my album Pearls of Great Price. It's the parable of the Good Samaritan.
A man set off for Jericho, from Salem he came down. But he was robbed and left for dead upon the cold hard ground. At first a priest came passing by, a righteous man of prayer, decided to avoid the man and left him lying there. A Levite was the next to pass, but looked the other way. As he walked round the injured man, so there was no delay. Along came a Samaritan who saw to his dismay. A fellow traveller in distress decided he would stay. Then poured out some oil and wine and bandaged up his wounds. Then took him to an innkeeper and said, I'll come back soon. So see, he has the best of care, and as he turned to go, he said, when I come back this way, I'll pay you what I owe. He gave the man two silver coins, he gave him what he could. Now which of these three passers-by would you say was good? The first two men were righteous men, yet they turned away their eyes. The third showed mercy, he was kind, now go and do likewise.
If we have wandered far from the purposes of God, let us listen to him as he calls us once again to care and serve. Here's a short but quite relevant poem written by a Persian poet, which sums up today's story. I searched for God, and God eluded me. I sought my brother out, and found all three, my soul, my God, and all humanity. The Good Samaritan parable isn't just about showing compassion to one another or doing good. It's all about how one of them helped one of us. The hero in this story was one of them. That's why this story packs such a punch. Stories of real-life Good Samaritans can be found right across our world today, and by far the most inspiring ones are where one of them helps one of us. I looked up several examples. A Muslim woman protecting a Jewish family from an aggressive man on a London tube. A black man saving a white state trooper from a burning car. A German church opening its doors for Muslim prayers to be said during Ramadan, where no mosque had yet been built. A Russian soldier being comforted by a group of Ukrainians who give him pastries and drink and offer him a phone call to his mother. A group of Israelis bringing Palestinian families to the beach when most of them have never seen the ocean before because they are unable to travel across the Israeli military border without a permit. Why do we as the human race have to build so many walls between us? Jesus spent his time knocking them all down, or at least trying to. So vast was his love. Here's Robin Marks singing about such love in a song called Here Is Love, Vast as the Ocean.
Here is love, vast as the ocean, loving kindness as the flood. When the quills of life are ransomed, shed for us his precious blood.
Turn.
Galatians 3:28, St. Paul reminds us, there is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for you are all one in Jesus Christ. Our final song was sent to me this last week by a friend of mine who works on the mission fields of Nicaragua in a place called Bluefields. Her name is Margaret Story, and this song by Gramps Morgan is the perfect way to complete our programme today. So thank you, Margaret, for sending that song to me. It's called There's a Place for People Like You. Our time together has come to an end, sadly, and it's time to say goodbye. From Andrew, my technician.
Bye, everyone.
And from me, Sheila Hamill. Have a good week, everyone. Bye for now.
If you give a little more than you take, and if you try to fix more than you break, if you're the kind who takes the time to help a stranger in the rain, there's a place for people like you. If you stand up for those down on their knees and lend a voice to those who cannot speak, if you shine a little light, give sight to the ones who've lost their way, there's a place for people like you. I've heard up there the streets are made of gold, and when you get there, there's a hand to hold. I believe when your day's down here through, there's a place up there for people like you. If you walk around with your heart on your sleeve, and if you're trying to be the change you wanna see, if you lay down your life for love so someone could be saved, there's a place for people like you. I've heard up there the streets are made of gold.